This is not just another golf podcast. This is Golf Underground. This is Golf Underground. We just happen to be the third funniest podcast in golf. We interview PGA Tour pros, Hall of Fame athletes, rock stars, business leaders. Sure, we talk about golf, but we have fun. All right, let's do it.
Welcome to Golf Underground. Now your hosts, Wardo, Sully, and MLB Hall of Famer, George Brett.
Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is brought to you by Star Companies, KC. Experience a more energy-efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Regain functional medicine. Feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Regal Distributing, specializing in the distribution of food service and professional cleaning supplies to a variety of industries. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sono Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results tailored perfectly to individual needs. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, onto the program.
All right, so first of all, we want to thank everybody for coming. Obviously, this is Kansas City's big event for golf. And, you know, sometimes it gets a little muddy around here. And so let's thank our Lord for a wonderful weather week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so fun. So listen, I think we all have a responsibility to tell our friends, tell our families, don't forget about this event this week. We have to come out and totally support it. And that's the reason why we're here today, right? Wardo and I look at ourselves more as the salespeople for golf around town. He represents the single digit slash plus handicappers, but someone's got to represent the double-digit handicappers. That's me. My name is Brian Sullivan. I'm the co-host of the program. And, of course, the legend Tom Watson is here with us today. And, of course, you know, most of us have followed Tom our entire lives, as if you were a golf fan. And you know, we've had him on several times. We've seen him, obviously, on the Golf Channel. We know his background. But what we want to talk about today is a really cool program that he's involved in. It's one thing to dominate your field, but now you're at a phase where you're giving it you want to give back. And I think that's what's curious. I think a lot of us, golf has been great to us, and we wonder what our responsibility is. So maybe tell us a little bit about your Lynx program, and why on earth wouldn't you not just settle off, head off into the sunset, and enjoy yourself, that you're spending time trying to help others? That's so selfless.
Come on. Started the tour back in 1971 and full boat, just played 32 tournaments, 28, and always coming back to Kansas City for a couple of weeks of break. And, you know, we had caddies. And I saw the caddy ranks starting to drop off because people are starting using carts. And I said, this isn't good for the game. You know, if we don't get these young kids or people involved with the game at an early age, how are they going to start? So I started a program called Clubs for Kids, where I got 70 of the local pros to come out to Swope Park, and they came out early. They cut down clubs. All kids got a club, and then went on the tee there with these local pros and got a lesson. I said, wow, there's something missing here. It's just a one-and-done thing. So along came Al Hoffman and his Kansas City operation, where he wanted to start a program where he taught kids on a driving range, and got him on the golf course. And we built over at Blue River Golf Academy in Swope Park. We got the city to donate three holes up there, and we made a little three-hole golf course so the kids could come out, get taught by the teachers, and go up and play real golf. And that was the precursor, honestly, of the first tee. We had the PGA Tour You know, people come in and they looked at this grand opening of this program, and lo and behold, about a year and a half later, they started the first tee. And I said, now, here's the deal. And we're going to get kids to come out, a golf camp, teach them the game, and they're going to love the game. There's one missing element. The problem is they came to the driving range, but just a few of them got to go out on a real golf course. So that's finally we came up with the solution. We're going to create a program where it takes these kids get them on the golf course with a mentor, with somebody who loves the game, can play the game, and they go out and play nine holes. And oh, by the way, it's free. And that program is called Watson Links. Our executive director, Polly Hart, is right here in the red. And she had great success in a mentorship program of her own, Lead to Read. So she has a real understanding of how mentors can affect kids. And that's what we're doing right now. We're trying to get the kids out on the golf course to, first of all, have fun. But then getting back to my original thing, I want kids out there to grow into a passion to play the game. And that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, that's great. So what makes a good mentor?
Well, we've had great mentors. The mentors have more fun than the kids.
Sure.
They get out there and kids come out. I remember Tom Leonard right here at Blue Hills. He went out, he took the kids out there, this one redheaded kid. He said, all he wanted to do is look for golf balls. And so he didn't even take his clubs with him. He just went wrong with the kid. And they went to the lakes and they went looking for golf balls all over the golf course. But again, you develop fun, passion, and passion for the game. The mentors, they have a great time doing this because they see a youngster in a situation that the kid doesn't know what to do. They know what to do, and they can help that kid try to succeed at that particular shot. Yeah, that's what my dad did with me. My dad was my mentor. I was with Isaiah Solinda when he's playing on the Corn Ferry tournament this week. And I asked him, how'd you get started? He said, well, about 3 years old, I was hitting wiffle balls in my house. My dad, my dad started me. And that's what my dad did with me. He started me with a cut down hickory shafted club. He said, all right, son, here's how to grip the golf club. Turn the V's of your hands, point it to your right shoulder, your left hand V and your right hand, and turn your back to the target in the backswing, and finish with your belly button facing the hole, which was the key. He held my head steady when I made that first swing, and then he didn't have to hold my head after get. I got it. You kind of keep your head and you rotate around like that. And I was off to the races with those hickory shafted clubs.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
That's great. So here in Kansas City, how do we get involved in the Watson Links moving forward?
Well, it's pretty simple. We have watsonlinks.org, and you can sign up as a kid and a mentor. The mentors have to go through the Safe Sport training program, any coach has to do in teaching kids or be mentoring the kids, boys and girls clubs, all of them. And basically we have, how many courses do we have signed up now? 13 courses signed up. And the starting times are coming out when? 5:30 in the evening most of the times, but when can people start signing up?
Now. Let's go. What's the website? Where do we go?
WatsonLinks.org is where you
go. WatsonLinks.org.
And we would like to have some mentors, and we'd like, obviously we want the kids. And we had a bunch of kids last year, our first really full year. It's highly successful. And, by the way, we've expanded this program to six other locations around the country. You have them in California and Georgia. We have them in Nebraska, Kansas, Indiana. We have a lot of people are seeing the real benefit for this program to get kids playing golf on a golf course with a mentor.
Tom, how would you compare the state of youth golf now to when you were not only young, but sort of coming up? Is it better? Is it the same?
It's better by a long shot. When I grew up, Youth golf was, my dad was a member of a country club, and I had opportunity to play golf there. Now, where did kids go back in those days? They didn't want little kids running around playing golf in public courses at all then. But now, they see the benefit of that. COVID was a big, big boost to youth golf, and in particular, girls golf. The numbers are, they went up 30% with girls golf through COVID. And so you're seeing, actually a real increase in the amount of youth golf in this country. And we just hope we can piggyback on that interest and really create some programs where these kids, they don't need their parents to go out and play. They can go out with a mentor to play. That's the thing I love about the program is that you're out with an adult who loves to play, and that adult gives the passion to that kid to play, or at least they know how to have fun on the golf course with the kid. And we need that in this country.
So shifting gears to the tour, obviously there's been incredible growth on the junior level with the tour and live and everything that's going on. What is the state of the tour in your mind, and where are we going?
Well, the state of the tour right now, the ratings are down, television ratings. And I think a lot of it has to do with, actually three things. The Tiger effect. Tiger's not playing anymore. When you don't have Tiger in the field, people don't tune in. They've been attuned to that for the last 20 years. The second thing is you have a lot of names that people don't recognize on the leaderboards. The third thing, which really concerns me, is the greed aspect that with the Live PGA Tour conflict going on right now. I think people are kind of shunning away from watching golf, but they're actually going out and playing golf. The game of golf still is out on the upswing for new people to play, and we have to get this thing with Live and the PGA Tour settled somehow. Right now, there's no plan.
Do people try to make you pick a lane? PGA, Live, because I think maybe when this started.
Well, I'm a PGA Tour proponent. If you're really honest about it, the Live Tour is an exhibition tour. They pay their players to play, and they play 54 holes, and they have some great players out there. If you want to watch it, you go to the CW channel,
you can find it.
Really, and it's. I mean, I enjoy watching it. It's kind of fun because you're seeing real golf. You're seeing golf playing. But the conflict we have is that those Live players are not going to be able to create the same legacy as the players in the PGA Tour are. PGA Tour, that's the word they create their legacy. They're going to be able to play in the major championships if they play worth a darn on the PGA Tour. The Live players, their exemptions are going to exemptions are going to fall down. They're going to be out of the top 50 or 100 official world golf ranking points, and they're not going to be able to play in the majors. And that's where you create your legacies. And until the Live Tour goes to 72 holes, which I suggest, and John Rahm suggested the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think the official world golf ranking system is going to take a very hard look at giving them points. So, there's a whole nother thing going on with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour they have a program called the Player Equity Program. The Player Equity Program is taking monies from the PGA Tour itself, plus the SSG group, which is the investment group of the sports owners. You're going to invest about $3 billion over the next 8 years on the tour. And part of that money is going to pay the players to play. Now, the players are going to have to do community service, basically, to be able to be paid, along with playing on the tour. But the whole point of this is to get the players more actively involved in promoting the game of golf on the PGA Tour, but paying them a whole bunch of money. Mm. What the Live Tour has done kind of what Phil Mickelson said. The tour has all this money, and they're not paying the players enough. And he was lambasted for that, mm-hmm. right? Mm, he was lambasted. But when the truth came out, PGA Tour had some money, And then they see the handwriting on the wall that the LIV Tour is poaching the top players, and they're ruining the fields of the PGA Tour. The sponsors do not like that. And so that's the conflict that's going on right now.
So at this point, is some sort of merger or unify between the two tours the best thing for the players and the fans?
Well, I said at the Masters Dinner, I said, ain't it great to be together again? The players, we had 7 LIV players in there at the Masters Champions Dinner. And we were having a great time laughing about Seve Ballesteros' stories. It was a lot of fun. You know, camaraderie was great. It was fun and laughing. And then I put a poll on it. I said, ain't it great to be together again? It went silent.
Really?
It went silent because they started thinking about the reality of their different situations. And I would hope that somehow the best players will be able to play against the best players. And right now, there's no plan for that. No plan. The PGA Tour, there's no plan with Yasser of the PIF fund. There's no plan that anybody knows anything about right now to merge the tours.
They teased us, didn't they?
Well, it did. They did. So that concerns me, and that concerns the average fan. You look at the PGA Tour, and you don't see John Rahm. You don't see Brooks Koepka. You don't see Dustin Johnson. But you see Scottie Scheffler. Now, Scottie Scheffler, he's a star. He can really, really play. But it's going to take a while for him to gain that hero status, if you will, that people are going to say, I can't wait to watch Scottie Scheffler play. It's going to take a while. You know, the tour went through this kind of from the middle 80s to the middle 90s until Tiger came. It was kind of a lull in the tour because there weren't any, there wasn't any real star. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the real star showed up, Tiger Woods, and the tour took off. And people loved watching the game of golf because of Tiger.
Absolutely. Final question and LIV. Is it strange now, if you're walking maybe at the Masters or any other tournament and you see Greg Norman, is it weird? Like, is it strange now?
No, he did what he wanted to do, and he created a tour that he'd hoped to have created back in 1994, and the PGA Tour basically put a kibosh to it, make a world tour. And, I think there's a lot to be said about a world tour. The PGA Tour, the players play strictly in the United States, pretty much. Is it good for golf to be able to go and take the best players in the game and go more around the world to play in different tournaments around the world? That was Greg's idea.
Was it?
And they've done it to an extent with the LIV Tour. They just went to Singapore and Adelaide, and they're going to go to Mexico. I think they're going to England. So, they're taking those players and showcasing those players to places that they don't usually show up. Adelaide was sensational as far as the support that they had in Adelaide. Mm-hmm.
Boy, they
not
did.
So much in Singapore.
You're right. Yeah, they did. Well, so the intention here was to help us all get a better understanding of what the Watson Links program is. And, as a little boy caddying in Connecticut.
What'd you make?
I made $20 a bag. I was a double bagger.
$20 a bag. Yeah, I was paid $1.25.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Well,
I was lucky. I got a 50-cent tip.
Well, listen, and I used to be 6'3", but those bags were big in the 80s.
My dad had the heaviest bag. He had this leather bag.
Oh.
And I had to lug that thing around.
Yeah, pro staff, like a Wilson pro staff bag.
I want to say it's a Horton bag. Was it a Horton bag?
Horton.
It was heavy.
Yeah. Man. Which on that note, I think we should get caddy programs back because that to me was the greatest mentor. When you sit around, you got to be quiet and you watch how adults communicate with each other and you watch discipline and what you're supposed to do and not do. And I think we have
to do a better job.
Well,
God bless my father. My father would tell the pro, Stan, and the caddy master, John Foster. He said, if you have any new kids want a caddy, put them with me. I'll teach them how to caddy. Mm-hmm. And so he got them out there to teach me how to caddy. And lo and behold, a lot of these kids learned how to play golf.
Mm.
And Stan would help them. My dad would help them. The other members would help them learn a little bit about the skills of playing golf. And then club was closed on Monday, and these kids would be going around and around and around and around.
That's right.
Playing golf on Monday, just having a great time.
That's right.
And, you know, they developed a passion for the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, thank you for all you're doing. Where can we learn more? It's watsonlinks.org. Watsonlinks.org. I think we all have to give back to the game, help these kids maybe get off their phone a little bit, Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Maybe give them a little Snapchat. They don't need the Snapchat.
That's right.
They need watsonlinks.org.
Let's get out there and hit that pure shot. It makes you want to come back again.
I'd say. Even the double digit well handicappers, Tom. All right. Big round of applause for Mr. Watson. Hey,
thank you.
All right. We're going to take a short commercial break. You listen to Golf Underground from the Advent Health Championship.
Guys, as the male body ages, testosterone levels steadily decline, and your body's become increasingly unable to produce healthy levels of the primary male hormone, testosterone. At Regain Functional Medicine, we can help you regain your quality of life with testosterone replacement therapy. TRT improves brain function, sleep cycles, heart health, performance, and overall body composition so you can feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Visit us today at ifeelmuchbetter.com. Regain Functional Medicine, with locations in Lawrence and Leawood. Regain is better.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked. Honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
What's up, Underground? Sully here with a message from our friends over at Bob's Site. Now, buying a new vehicle can be a bit like buying a new set of clubs, which means when you want to drive the ball straight, you seek advice from experts, golf pros, like our boy Wardo. And when it comes to buying your next car or truck, you also need expert advice so that you drive away in style. Well, you now have options with the Site family's expanded dealership, now including Honda and Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Lawrence, Kansas. And they're there to guide you to the perfect vehicle. With a commitment to exceptional service and a real passion for helping each customer, they're like the trusted golf pros of the auto world. And they're ready to analyze your needs and match you with your ideal ride. So step into bobsite.com or visit their Lawrence locations. Experience the difference of a team that's dedicated to helping you navigate your options, ensuring you drive off with confidence and satisfaction.
Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground, here at the Advent Health Championship 2024. Everybody, enjoy your cocktails. Have fun. It's Wardo, Sully. And listen, you might not be able to see this if you're listening on Spotify. Or perhaps maybe your Apple Podcast. There's a bunch of middle-aged drunks walking around ordering up Tito's, Dukes, every cocktail imaginable. But we're going to sit here and going to talk to our man, Robert Russell.
Lordo,
you take it away. He's your boy.
All right, Robert Russell, head pro at Lionsgate. How many times have you won the section order of merit or money list?
I think I've won it five times.
All right, so five times. Talk us through. You won, obviously, part of the reason why you're here. The reason why you're here is you won the Watson Challenge last year at your home track. talk through that event and maybe when you knew you had that thing in the bag. I think you won by like 8.
Well, you know, I've always thought that I was good enough to win the event. I never got it done. I've been close 4 or 5 times. And then we hosted last year as a fill-in for, I believe it was Locke, and just got it going the last day and just kept it going.
Love it. So when did you know you had it in the bag?
Well, when I got to 17 the last day, when I saw, because there was a leaderboard on 17T, and when I saw the leaderboard on 17, I thought, you know, if I can just make 2 pars, just get my way to the house, it's over.
Love it. All right. So you've been to Champions Tour Q School. Talk through the difference between a club pro's game and maybe a guy that you've, a household name that you've seen on TV for years, maybe somebody that you played with.
I mean, the difference with, you know, club pros and tour guys is they chip and putt it really, really well.
Not as good as you.
Well, out here they do, maybe not on yeah, they chip it and putt it really well. They don't make a lot of mistakes, but you know what I took away from going to tour school as I'm now 50 is that there is no doubt in my mind that I can play with those guys out there.
It's great.
Now, this week might be a little different story. You know, these guys are 20, 30 years younger than I am, but, you know, out there I can play with those guys.
Love it. So what's the plan for this year? And then how are you keeping up with your game in the winter months or when, you know, the rest of these guys are in Phoenix or Florida grinding on their games?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, obviously I'm going to continue to play section stuff, try to get in the senior national club pro. I just got back from the regular national club pro 2 weeks ago, you know, and just continue to do that. And try to get in the senior PGA. I'm hoping that I get in the senior PGA next week. I'm like the 5th alternate right now to get in. Ooh. So I'm hoping that my name and number gets moved up quickly so I can get in next week.
Well, hey, your game will be fresh.
What's it like showing up? And you got Wardo, you know, who's a big name here in Kansas City, here in the Midwest. In fact, I believe you were the you won some award, right? Some Midwest PGA.
Let's talk about Robert.
No, it's going to come back to you.
Let's talk about Robert.
When you look at this handsome fella, you strike me as more of a blue-collar street fighter golfer, right?
He's definitely a street fighter.
Am I wrong with this? Because he's very dainty. You're a little bit more street fightery. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, I just go about my business. You know, it's nothing flashy. You know, my swing's not near as good looking as Wardo's or Chase's or a lot of these guys. But, you know, I just try to keep hitting it, keep it moving forward, and just try to get it in the hole as fast as I can.
That's awesome. What when you see folks, amateurs, as you are, not playing well, what big mistakes are you seeing? Like if you when you watch guys who aren't doing it, you got to pick 2 things. Do these 2 things really well. And even as a 50-year-old, 40-year-old, 60-year-olds, we see great golfers, 70-year-olds. What are they doing that the regular guy's not doing?
As far as an am or a professional?
Hey, am.
Well, they're picking the right club, for one. I mean, I can't tell you how many ams I see think that, you know, they can hit 9-iron 160 yards.
Well, because they did it once.
Right, they did it once, and they think that is as far, that's how they hit it all the time. And, you know, if they would just continue to put their ego aside and think, well, you know, from 150 yards, if you got to hit 6-iron, hit 6-iron. Who cares?
Right.
You know, that's why you got 14 of them in your bag.
Right.
That's the way I look at it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, appreciate your time. You're the man. We're looking forward to seeing you. Robert, Chase Hanna, who's coming up next, and Charlie Hillier, 2 Jayhawks, will be paired together at 227 starting on Thursday. Is that right? 222? 222, even easier. So come out, watch Robert. He's the best putter I've ever seen, hands down. So if you want somebody to make it from 40 feet, he's your guy.
That's awesome. All right, big round of applause, Robert Russell.
Thanks. You're the friggin' man.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you got a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town who've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack, come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love. And we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkoff at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So, check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground, from the 2024 Advent Health Championship. We're with... He used to be a young pup on the streets of Kansas City.
Now I'm an
City.
Old man.
Right? He was a young pup. And all of a sudden, he's chasing all around Europe. And he's got his lovely bride, Hannah, joining him. I mean, they are the first family, I would say, of Kansas City golf. And you give us all hope. So what's it like being Lady Di, really? Yeah, I mean, you're kind of like a celebrity yourself.
Well,
we didn't want to start with Chase.
Well, the lady, she's on the bag this week, so she's being put to work.
All right, tell us what's up in your career. Where are you playing on a regular basis?
It was interesting hearing Tom mentioned the world tour and everything going on in the world of golf because, it's certainly kind of right up my alley with playing on the world tour and just super fortunate to have a home event here. I want to thank Advent for the opportunity. And, how good is this? Like, I live right across state line in Kansas, come over to the bad side and play 18 holes of golf each day. How good is that?
We let you Johnson County boys over here sometimes.
That's right.
Nice to have you. You're a little soft.
you know, a little softer than us on this side.
So when we were talking back in January or February about potentially playing, what was the reasoning behind, and why'd you go for the sponsor's exemption, and which led you to be here today?
Yeah, I figured I'd come. Haven't been playing great this year. Figured I'd come work with Kevin here, who helps me with my swing, and kind of try to get everything in line before I head out. I'm going to head out Sunday night or Monday morning back to Europe or Dallas to play in my sectional. Just think this week can be a really good week to kind of tune everything up and have a chance to work here at Blue. Yeah?
Yeah, I love it. All right, so you've got a great pairing with Charlie Hillier and Robert Russell. Talk through what the thoughts are. Obviously, you're going to go play golf, but talk through that great pairing. And is that a little more comfortable going into Thursday?
Yeah, no, that'd be a lot of fun. Charlie and I played for 2 years at KU. We would play all the time after practice. We'd play whatever, $5 a hole, $10 a hole, $25 a hole, whatever it was, just to keep us entertained. And we've played so much golf together, so it'd be a real treat to play here in the Korn Ferry event. And obviously, you know, Robert's an exceptional player himself, so it'd be great to play. And if he's as good of a putter as I think he is, man, you're going to make a lot of putts on these greens because they're absolutely perfect. So
really?
I think we're all going to make a ton of putts.
Let's get your caddy up here and see what she says.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hannah! Hey, all right, they, all right, here. Caddy slash wife. Come on.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Hannah. So you got the call up. It's been, a year and a half since you've been on the bags, since Challenge Tour?
It's been a couple years, yeah.
About 5 years.
But I have 2 top tens.
Yeah, she is.
So I'd say my resume is pretty good. 2 top tens and 5.
I love that.
Sully has an extra Masters caddy bib in his closet at home. Would you like to borrow it?
You stole it.
I think they give
Turtle
us one.
Turtle stole it.
No, like a full caddy bib.
Oh, yeah. Like those.
Well, I caddy.
Be hot. And,
well, of course. Yes, of course. I wore that with when I caddied for Tom Watson when he opened Loch Lloyd, when he redid Loch Lloyd. So I had the full whites on, nice. and he signed the back of it.
Okay.
And Wardo said, hey, listen, I've got something going on, like a costume party. Can I borrow that white bib? Yeah. Haven't seen it since.
Yeah, I think Turtle might have thrown it. I don't know where it is.
All right, question for both of you. Okay. So what's been the most fun part of you traveling Europe together? You're doing what you love. You're with your man all the time, having a blast. Like, give me one really cool European vacation story that you guys have had.
Talk loud.
We don't really go on vacation.
Wow. This is not the dating game. It's not the dating game.
Well, I mean, Rome is a great place to visit. Rome is not the greatest place for a golf tournament, just logistically. So we've spent 2 times in Rome where they just played the Ryder Cup, so that's been a blast.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I haven't played great golf, but I've had fun outside of golf, so that's been fun.
Dubai was good this year.
Dubai is probably one of our favorite cities to go to.
Dubai?
Yeah.
Hannah just came there this year for the first time. Hannah will come out to, 8 to 12 events a year?
Yeah.
Give or take. So she's going to come to Europe for about a month in June.
Yeah,
it'd
be fun.
And yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So why Dubai, Hannah?
Well, Chase was like, we should live in Dubai. And I was like, really? I don't think so. That seems really different, really far away. But he's like, you have to come. It's one of my favorite places, you know, in the world to go and play golf. So I went this year for 2 weeks and I could see it. It's cool and it's nice and it's clean and safe and really, really fun.
It's wild.
Sounds like we're going to Dubai, Sully.
Like the buildings are it's like a fake city.
It is a fake city. Yeah. It's cool.
I mean,
the desert and the beaches. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. No, I did. I mean, honestly, that's the cool thing. You're having an absolute blast playing golf. And I said this the last time we were on. I'm like, what would someone in their 20s or early 30s possibly want to do more than travel with the girl they love, play the greatest golf courses, to go to Dubai for 2 weeks? Girl, not a lot of people go to Dubai for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. You're talking about building a resume right now of memories. You guys are killing it. That's awesome. Now you got to play good golf.
Yeah, you got to play good golf still, or else that doesn't last very long. The gravy train's over once you play it.
Right. So how do you strike that balance between I'm here, I'm having a blast, I'm in Dubai, but I got to go to work, right? I mean, I got to bang balls. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, Harry Hillier would have a hard time, I think. Look, I don't know. I mean, some weeks are better than others. Like, your first year, you're kind of just like, holy cow, like, where's the golf course? Where's the first tee, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, over time, you start to learn the courses and the cities and where to stay. And
where not to stay.
Where not to stay, more importantly. You try to get your work in, be ready to go. At the end of the day, like, golf's meant to be fun. And certainly myself, I play my best golf when I'm having fun and relaxed. And we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but at the end of the day, it's golf and it should be fun.
You're going to have some fun this week with Hannah on the bag?
Yeah, going to have a great time. We're going to hit a bunch of drivers, see if we make a bunch of putts because the greens are absolutely perfect.
They are pure. The super out here has done a fantastic job. It's in great shape. Yeah. So,
how would you describe this course to many of the ones you play in Europe? Is it a lot different game over there? Certainly Dubai's a little different. Maybe more Scottsdale-y. But how would you describe this course compared to some of the ones you play?
This course is probably the most European tour type course we have, just because of the rough and the premium on hitting it relatively straight. I mean, you don't get any courses like Lionsgate where you can just bomb it and go from there. Very rarely do you get a course like that. Because even if it's wide, they're going to have a bunch of rough. So, yeah, I mean, this one is actually pretty similar to what I'm going to start playing here when we get to Europe.
Do you have to go in with a strategy? Like, I'm curious, how much do folks like you think about, all right, on the first hole, I'm going over the tree. Are you thinking about every shot that you take already before you ever get there?
Yeah, I try to make all those decisions the night before. So usually you know the pin, you know where the tee box is going to be, and you know the wind. So I try to make as many decisions as I can before I even get to the tee box. And then obviously the shots you have to adjust are, you know, after that. So your second shot into a par four, second shot into a par five. But I think that's kind of a competitive advantage I do is I kind of just always make sure before I, usually the night before or the morning of, is just kind of go through the yardage book and, you know, decide which clubs I'm hitting off each tee and try to stick to that the best I can and tell my caddy to, this week I'll probably do most of it on my own, but Harry over here.
Yeah, I'm back up. I've got the yardages. Don't worry, guys.
Do you ever just give him a little look like...
No, I'm smiling the dang ball. Like the whole time.
Hit the dang ball. So, all right, last one from me. The most nervous you've ever been on the golf course.
Oh, I would say by far my first professional golf start. So I got the sponsor exemption when it was at Lionsgate in 2017. And you tee off from pretty much the putting green. And so this was my first professional start, and pretty sure I took a divot out of the tee box on the putting green, hit it way over to the right, hit some miracle shot up there, and made about a 10-footer for birdie, and it was like, holy cow, this is easy. And then
there we go.
And then it wasn't very easy after that. But
another Chase Hanna birdie.
That's right.
That's awesome. So who in Kansas City was your biggest golf mentor?
Probably Brian Norton. I went to school with...
He was just here.
Brian was here?
Yeah, I thought I saw him. Maybe not. Maybe it was another silver
fox.
Yeah,
his son Johnny was a year younger than me. I just got to know Brian. Obviously, he's a, you know, extremely accomplished player. He actually played in Europe for a few years and has played several majors. And, you know, he's in the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame, I believe. Yep. And, was able just to kind of bounce ideas off of him.
What are you, Wardo, working on now? Wardo?
So kind of back to the basics, posture, ball position, alignment, all the stuff that sounds kind of boring. Kind of do some checks and balances on some different pre-shot things that we're working on right now. And then just really trying to get a nice turn at the top. So keeping it pretty simple right now. And then really trying to encourage him. And he's getting into ball flight and really, really thinking about the shot shape he's trying to hit at hand right now. So
I'm trying to swing 50%. Because if 100 for me is completely out of control. So just,
really?
Yeah. Anything just nice and smooth.
Does it feel weird at 50%?
Well, I mean, it's
the
not
ball actually. Still goes really far.
Yeah, it's not actually 50%, but just feels nice 50%. And smooth. Yeah.
So, yeah. Does that mean shortening it or like
no,
what does that mean?
No, it's just tempo mainly.
It just feels 50%.
That's it. No, all right. So you start at 222 tomorrow?
222 on Thursday.
Yeah. 222. If you had to put odds on you winning the damn thing, where are we at?
Oh, I mean, where are the odds makers? I don't know. I'm sure FanDuel has a...
Yeah, come on, Ronnie.
Let's win it.
Yeah, what? Let's go.
Kevin?
Let's win go. It. Nitties is one here in Kansas City. Might as well be you.
That's right. But hey, you know what? If I win, I don't have to get on a flight to go to Belgium on Sunday. So that'd be really good. That's enough motivation for me after all these flights I take.
Really? Does he give you 10% of all the winnings?
Louis Vuitton bag. I think Louis Vuitton bag.
That's what you're giving me. I think we decided on a couch.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think decided how good this week goes is the size of the couch we're getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get a new couch.
That's what we're playing for on 18.
Yeah, because I'd caddy for him for a Louis Vuitton bag. Really. A Manny?
I don't think she's a Louis Vuitton girl.
She does. No, she's.
If she is, then I mean.
She's like more like something about Mary, right? All right, well, listen, good luck to both of you. We're going to follow you. We expect everybody in Kansas City to get off their own couches, come out and support you because, hey, you know, there's only about a handful of guys who came up through the system, the Lionsgate guys, the Blue Hills guys, and we always root for you. So, how about a big round of applause, Chase Hanna, Advent Health.
Thanks, guys.
All right, hope you had a great time. Hey, make sure you come out. Advent Health Championship. The course is beautiful. The rough is thick. The greens are fast as lightning. And guess what? This is the place to be this weekend. So, hope you had a good time. Golf Underground. See you in the stable. Yeah.